Welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small-town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Top Shelf. Delta 8 from Holistic Connections.
Each week, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. So, let's get into it. Welcome to our second episode of Expect the Expected. Thanks so much for hanging out. Today, we just wanted to dive a little deeper into who we are and where we came from. I know that we touched about it a little bit in our last episode, but I feel like more context would be good. Show a little bit more about the journey. How we talked about like how we got here physically, but like how did we get here?
Where did we come from? Where are we from?
I don't know. We're both from New Mexico, which we talked about. Yes. But you grew up in a city. It was a town.
Definitely not a city.
A town.
I grew up in a town.
Which was like really far away from where I grew up.
Like, yeah.
New Mexico is like a really big state, like land-wise.
Land-wise,
yeah. You know, so there's not a whole lot out there, but like one town to the next town could, like from my hometown to your hometown is like, like 5 hours, four hours.
Dang.
Yeah, outside of Tier probably. C, like, I remember it was long.
Yeah.
Because I drove out there a couple times. The Lake County Fair. Yeehaw. It's actually a really good time. I'm sad I missed the fair this week. Like, the fair was in town. Did you know that?
The fair?
The Wilson County Fair.
Oh.
Like, down in Franklin. And I've never been to the fair here.
Dude, me damn either. I've never been to the state fair. I know.
Tis the season, baby. Dude, fall is upon us.
Fall is here. And I'm, well, I mean, kind
it's
of.
It's not here. It was hot as shit today.
Kind of. It is. It's coming. And I'm pumped for it.
I feel it in the air.
You know, one of the things I'm not used to, though, here in Nashville is the humidity.
It's awful.
It's god-awful.
After 5 years, it's fucking awful.
People are like, you should be used to it now. I'm not.
Hell no, I'm not used to it. Our curly hair, like, no.
And the mosquitoes, man. You can't even.
But you saw my leg.
I did.
It hurts.
I was just like, damn, you went hard on that, didn't you?
Oh, these bugs, dude.
I know. I mean, we have mosquitoes in New Mexico, but
I think it comes all the grass.
It's all the grass and the water and the trees.
The damn trees.
The damn trees. Blessing and a curse.
But the leaves are going to change soon, and then there's not going to be, like, Nashville does, like, get to be looking dead, like, in the wintertime and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, before, like, right when the leaves fall and right when they fall off, it's a vibe. Because it's, like, chilly.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what you want to do.
Last year, I felt like it was, now I can't remember. I feel like one year it was really cold on Halloween, the next year it was really hot.
It was hot on Christmas last year.
Yeah.
That was awful. We were like, let's crank the AC up and pretend like it's chilly outside. It's, like, bright and sunny.
Come on. It's a bummer. I mean, but at the same time, being from New Mexico, like, I've maybe experienced, like, one or two white Christmases ever.
I feel like I was always bummed out because it would snow, like, right before Christmas or, like, right after Christmas, but never on Christmas Day.
Never.
Yeah, I know. RIP, it's fine.
I know. And then we come here, and it snows in, like, January and February.
And March. Like, it's cold during my birthday still. You know, I feel like summer.
Or tornadoes.
Yeah. Poor East Nashville. We stand with you. Dude, that was crazy. Walking around after the tornado hit East Nashville a couple years ago. I was like, holy shit. But it's like kind of back to normal. I feel like there's not really any damage.
Well, they're like pretty much, I feel like they're almost done like rebuilding a lot of the stuff out here. And I was really curious to see if they were going to put the old shops that were in there or if they were going to be new things. And I honestly think they're going to be new things from what I'm seeing.
Probably. I know. It's like everything's getting built up in new stuff. Like some of the, like we've been here long enough to see some of our favorite places shut down and become something else.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like Taco Mamacita.
Yeah, what even is it anymore?
I don't know.
And freaking Crazy Town. I was so sad. I like, those girls were in town from back home and I was like, let's go to Crazy Town. And then I looked and I was like, I could have sworn it was right here. I looked and I was like, that's the rooftop and it's Miranda Lambert's bar. And I was like, son of a bitch. It's something else. And like, Paradise Park has been shut down and become Paradise Park again, and now it's shut down and becoming Garth Brooks's like Friends in Low Places bar with a fucking gift shop.
With a gift shop?
Dude, I'm like, there was a muscle car in that bar at some point and I danced on it. Yeehaw. You know what I mean? Like $6 Natty Light pitchers, like R.I.P. Paradise Park.
I know. I don't know how you didn't used to get so bloated back then, drinking a whole pitcher of beer. Like, it was nothing. Running up and
down the stairs, I guess.
Double fisting.
Yeah. Woo! Always double fisting. Well, because I would drink the first one so fast, you know? I needed to have a backup. Like, it's not going to get warm.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Where were we going? Oh, we're from New Mexico.
Apologize for our little chicklings.
There's construction outside because there's always construction. So
always construction. If you hear the Nashville. Dogs,
that's why.
I guess we should maybe introduce the dogs.
We have dogs.
We have two lovely ladies.
Lovely, most of the time. They're so cute. I got my dog Kaya when I first moved here, like a month into it or something like that. So I got her when she's a little baby nugget.
She looks like a little baby hippo.
Little baby hippo. And she does sometimes still, but she's 4 now, so she's a big girl.
She's a big girl.
But she's a yellow lab with the cutest brown eyes. And she is mischievous and ornery and so sweet and cuddly all at the same time. So it's like, man, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, sis?
Right. And I have Mila. Fun fact about Mila, I got her 2 days after I moved to Nashville. Didn't even have a job yet. Priorities.
I was like, are you sure? You're like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. But literally, Mila has been the most beautiful little blessing. She is, she's my little mutt girl. We don't know what she is. Border Collie for sure. Whatever else, I have no idea. She's
definitely cute. Like lab.
But definitely like cutie girl.
Definitely cute. The sweetest thing.
She looks like a baby still in the face sometimes. But she's 4. They're both 4.
And they grew up together because Joey and I lived together. We probably mentioned it last time. For the first 3 years that we lived here.
Mm-hmm.
3? 4? 3. What year are we on?
3.
5? 4?
I don't know.
And a half? Okay, whatever.
Long time.
Definitely the first 3 years we lived together. And so our puppies grew up together, and now they're dogs together, and they're sisters, and
sisters.
They're just the best. The light of our lives.
The little one of our lives.
Such an annoyance sometimes.
Yeah, and they bark
all the time. Kidding.
You're going to protect us out here, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Right? She's, like, dozing off. It's fine. Don't mind us.
Snoozy girls. Right.
Right, right. New Mexico.
New Mexico.
We're going to go full circle with this. We'll get there eventually. But that's, like, the cool thing. I mean, we have rants. We'll circle back. It's fine. So you grew up, like, probably 5 hours from me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a small town, but it's, like, a bigger small town, kind of. I don't know what it was like. Like, I've only been there a couple times.
I mean, it's about, I feel like growing up, like, when I graduated high school, is about, like, 20,000 people, maybe.
In the town?
In town, maybe.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
I don't know, because, like, Las Cruces has over, like,
100,000.
So Cruces is really, like, 5 times the size of Carlsbad. Carlsbad is where I grew up. If you guys ever heard of the Carlsbad Caverns, that is...
And that was the only reason that I went there. Right?
That's the only reason most people know. But it's funny, because it's... The Caverns is way outside, like, in the outskirts, but...
But they're sick.
Yeah. But I definitely... I grew up in this town, and honestly, I loved it. Like, I loved growing up in, like, a small-ish town. Like, I know that's not a tiny town or, like, a village, you know, but still relatively small. Like, everybody knew everybody, and... Yeah.
Jackson Pitch. Just kidding.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
But...
Boys, it's fine. Moving on.
Moving on. But yeah, I grew up in this town, and lived there, like, born and raised there. Both my parents were from there. It just was, you know, I'm really grateful for my experiences there. And I think that's the thing, is, like, growing up, so I never hated it. I feel like some people think because, like, I moved away and I've been gone for so long, they're like, you hate Carlsbad. No, that's not true at all. I actually love my hometown a lot. But, I mean, I think when I was there, like, I loved growing up there, but I never necessarily wanted to settle down there. And not because, like, I think Carlsbad's bad or that people, you know, I think that there's a lot of, I mean, I have friends back home that are really, like, thriving.
It was just not where you were at the time. Like, you couldn't see that future for yourself.
No. And it's just, like, everybody's, like, on their own journey with that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, some people stay in their hometown and some people bounce, you know? And
some people come back.
Some people come back, you know? And, like, I've definitely thought about coming back. I don't, or going back. I don't know, you know, when that will be or if that will be. But every time I'm home, I'm just like, damn, I love it here. That's literally what I think. The smell, it smells different. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just love it. And, but it's crazy because it's grown a lot, oil filled.
Yeah.
But it's, so it's a lot different than how it was whenever I was growing up. But yeah, I mean, that essentially is like where I came from in regards to the town, and how I grew up is kind of a whole different story. But I mean, I think when I was there, you know, growing up, I started living on my own when I was like 17, 18, like around high school, end of high school. And, it was definitely a journey. Like I didn't, you know, my family didn't have the means to help me out at all. You know, we grew up, because that's the thing is a lot of people in New Mexico, like, to be honest, like there's a lot of poverty there.
It's a very low income state. Like, our economy, not great. And not to say that there aren't, like, wealthy people in New Mexico. Like, there's a lot of land and there's, like, whatever, but...
But I didn't know money, like, out here, money is so different.
So different. That was another part of culture shock to moving out here.
100%.
And when I first went into leasing, so that was kind of my first, like, gig here. Mm-hmm. And I would meet these people and, like, kind of get to know their background. And I was leasing apartments at the time, which was expensive to me, like $1,500 for like a one bedroom studio type thing or like whatever.
We did think that was so much money and so much money. Like almost double now.
Yeah. I've like looked back and I'm just like, how is this? Like I used to lease this layout for XYZ, like whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but that was everywhere. Like it was a nice area, like it just like nicer apartments. And then I would see all these people and I remember thinking it was so fancy. And I was just like, whoa, this is like money. You know what I mean?
I know. And that's what I thought too, driving around in the neighborhoods. I was actually just talking to my mom the other day and I was telling her because we were driving and I was like, you would be so tripped out by these houses. We do not have houses. I mean, there are houses that look, you know, big, but it's just like, to me, I thought people who really were actually probably middle class were wealthy. That's what I thought in my head.
Too. No, for sure.
Because me and you both grew up, that's like something we have in common. We both grew up in tiny little houses. Like you grew up in a two bed, one bath. So did I.
Yeah.
In this little ass house. And like, that's crazy. I have two bathrooms now and I feel like that is luxury. I do not take that for granted.
No. Like, I know. And that's wild. But I mean, we've talked about this before too. Like I am thankful that I grew up, like I never... I mean, not until I was older or whatever, but, like, when I was a kid, I mean, I grew up on, like, ranch land, so, like, the whole ranch was my playground, so I didn't really need other stuff. I was, like, busy making mud pies and shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
being a kid.
Because what else are you going to do with there?
Yeah, and I lived in the middle of nowhere. Like, all my friends were, like, 45 minutes away. I had, like, friends that would come over, and I had, like, a best, like, guy friend or whatever, and we, like, grew up together, but, yeah, it's just... You learn to appreciate a lot more. Maybe, like, from my perspective, like, there's a lot that I appreciate in the small things because that's all I had to appreciate at one point in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we do have that in common.
Yeah.
For sure.
Most definitely.
But, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine, dude. That's what we're here for. Chit-chatting and chat-chitting.
And chat-chitting and chit-chatting.
Chit-chat.
Oh my god. Did you like Luke's birthday card?
Yeah.
Producer Luke is turning 31.
Producer Luke. Tomorrow.
And you guys are going back home.
To my home. For his birthday.
That's... Yeah, but he loves it.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God Luke loves New Mexico. I feel like if I were to tell him right now, like, I want to move back. Let's break our lease. Fuck it. Let's sell all our shit and go back to New Mexico. He 100% would.
Yeah, he's down. Look, he's nodding over there. He's like, hell yeah, let's go. Because it's cool, and there's, like, a lot of, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
First of all, the food.
Like, oh, my God.
All of it.
The food. All of it.
I think about it all the time. Is that so bad? Like,
no, it's not.
I just really want a solid fucking burrito, like red chili meat burrito.
Hell yeah.
Any day of the week.
Oh my gosh, and enchiladas and all of the things.
And like homemade sopapillas.
Like stuffed sopapillas, though. I get those sometimes at like the Mexican restaurants down there. Or like gorditas. But like real gorditas.
I mean all of it.
Yeah,
all
it's of it, all good. Chili Rellenos.
And like the open sky and like the mountains. You can space. See forever. Like forever. That's nice. And the air is like fresh.
Like the sky goes on forever. And it's so incredible. Oh, that is something I miss a lot being out here. Because you only see like... You know there's a sunset out there, but you can only see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And...
Sometimes they have decent sunsets. Sometimes. But New Mexico sunsets are, like, overwhelming sometimes. Oh, like, they are freaking sick. I remember wedding I was at... Remember last year I went to, like, 3 weddings?
Back to back.
Like, 3 weekends in a row in New Mexico.
So, let's get it.
I'm like, everybody wants to get married in October because...
Because it's the best time of the year there.
Yeah, dude. I feel like a lot of people I know get married in October out there because it's freaking beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I think it was Michael's wedding. And I remember I was just out there and we were like in the middle of like the field. We were like by the lake and there was just like camper trailers everywhere because everybody was just staying there. But it was just because that's what we do. It's like a good time, dude.
Camper trailers.
Local bar later on. Anyways, the sunset. Let me get back to the beauty of it. Making fun of me. Just kidding.
Meow.
It's just... Some people, I feel like, just don't get it. Like, is that weird? Like, there's just, like, trucks and trailers out there. Because, like, they're camper trailers. Because we're just going to party all night. And then you're going to zonk there. You know what I mean? Because where are you going to go? Like, yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to go?
Like, nowhere. The sunset was, like, bright orange and bright red, and I took, like, a video of it, and I look back at it sometimes, and I'm just like, fuck. Because it looks like the sky's on fire in, like, the best way. Like,
right?
It's so...
Oh. It's incredible. I know, whenever me and Luke were driving back from... Because we got married in New Mexico.
In October.
In Las Cruces.
She was one of the three
And
weddings.
The weather was perfect. It was... God, it was so perfect. But
you could not have had a better day.
Oh, no. Not at all. Oh my gosh, it was so perfect. But we were driving back from New Mexico back to Nashville because we drove, we road tripped here, and then we're road tripping back. And so I remember we were, you know, in New Mexico about to drive out towards Texas, and the sunset was behind us, and I just turn around and look in the rearview mirrors, and it's gorgeous, and I have this beautiful picture of just like the background of it, and I was just like, damn. And it made me sad. I think moments like that really make me sad. And not that I don't love Nashville, I do, but it's just there's something about being home.
There's something about being the like in the west, you know,
in the west,
like
we're western
everybody,
girls
everybody
through
talks
and through.
About, like, let's go out west, and I was like, well, I went out east, now I'm going back out west at some point, I'm sure. Like, you know, like I don't know, I love it, but I feel like Nashville is what I thought I always wanted, though. And, like, I later on discovered, like, that it was Nashville. But, like, when I was young, and I think it's because I grew up, like, in the middle of nowhere. And I had a lot of time to, like, watch movies. Like, I love, like, film. And I love to know all the things about everything. I want to know how tall these people are, when they were born, what their sign is. Like, who they dated. where they're from. Who their parents are. Do they have siblings? Like, I'm crazy.
You are.
I don't know, but I've just always, like, found an interest in it. I know, we'll be, like, watching a movie, and you're like, oh, that person's there. I'm like, yeah, it's, like, whoever. Like,
and they play in this movie, and I'm just like, okay. I was just saying.
I was just saying they look familiar. Like,
yeah. I know, I always ask you, I'm like, who's this? Because they don't know. Because it's just funny, because I don't pay attention to stuff like that. So it's funny, because you just always are informing me of those things.
That is my only trivia trick, is I know, like, movies and shit. I know, like, music and stuff, too. But, like, I'll tell you what date, like, this came out in the freaking 80s. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm weird. What was I saying? Oh, because I had a lot of time to, like, watch movies and, like, imagine what my life would be like. And, like, you know, fucking, like, Sex in the City. Well, not that I was watching Sex in the City when I was a kid.
I was like, whoa.
Just watch it. But, like, you know, that, like, realm of, like, 30 going on 30. Blah, Gossip Girl, like, being in New York and being, like, blah, blah, blah. And especially because I was interested in film. And, like, my mom tried to give me, like, every opportunity when I was a kid, which was really fucking cool.
I know. Aren't you in, like, Sunny Wants a Chance of Meatballs or something?
That was like called? That was a TV show and a movie, and one of them's animated and one of them's not, and that is nowhere near. Wait, we do not have to talk about that. That's so funny. It's like embarrassing. It's like cool.
No, it's not, because I think that was cool. That could have been your path, but I mean,
there was, yeah.
Like, I think, I mean, it's your story to tell, but.
No, but it's cool, because you know, too, like, I don't know. And it's weird to think about sometimes, because, like, I was, like, always taking acting classes, and I, like, would go to Albuquerque, and I would go to, like, these shoots, and, like,
that's
I would
do all these things.
Yeah. And, like, I thought that I was, like, I mean, I tried really hard. And I had, like, agents, like, come up, and I was, like, a kid, right? So it's, like,
yeah,
around the time, like, Disney Channel, like, all that stuff, like, that was, like, the time frame that I was doing this stuff. And, like,
which is crazy.
Which is crazy. And a lot of people come out of New Mexico. Like, Demi Lovato's from New Mexico. Oh. And so is, oh, here I go.
Let me tell you, other people that are from New Mexico that are,
yeah,
famous,
but, like,
are
Julia
actors.
Roberts and Demi Moore and Demi Lovato and, like, oh, what
oh what's
of?
His name? The one
Neil
from...
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I knew that one.
Yeah. That's wild, huh? So, I don't know. So, like, yeah, I did all that stuff, and I was mm-hmm. extra in a couple movies, and I was, like, a PA on, like, a movie set, like, an independent film when I was, like, 14, and then I was, like, a wardrobe assistant. Like, I was, like, involved in that shit for, like, a second. And that is
cool.
Crazy that it could have been, like, my path.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm glad it wasn't. Like, my mom, I think, wanted to, like, put boundaries on it, because yeah. That shit's, like, fucked up. Like, you hear about those, like, child actors and stuff, like, they're a little fucked up, like, to
I
some
know.
Degree.
Because they trauma. Have to trauma, 100%. Dude.
Like, and people, like, are so quick to judge, like, Britney Spears and Amanda Bynes, like, Lindsay Lohan, they went off the edge. Like, yeah, but who fucking pushed them off the edge?
Yeah.
And exploited them as, like, a kid. And I think my 100%. Mom was, like, probably recognizing, like, that realm. And that's kind of, like, how she vocalized, because I was, like, low-key heartbroken. Like,
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Because that was your dream.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Like, for a time period in my life. Well, like, when you're a kid, like, things matter, like, a lot. Like, obviously, I don't really give a shit now, but, like,
but at the time, that was soul-crushing.
But also, like, now, as I've, like, gone, like, she, like, told me that, like, I just, like, want to protect you, and I didn't understand it at the time, but I get it now, and I think that's fucking sick. But with that in mind, like, growing up in the middle of nowhere, going to, like, a high school where, like, people didn't, like, or even, like, middle school, high school, like, people didn't really like me, and I just always loved people, and mm-hmm. I wanted to be everybody's friend, and I still kind of try and, like, want to be everybody's friend. Like, that's just, like, who I am.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, I didn't really like, I've told you, like, I didn't really have, like, a ton of, like, really good friends. Like, there's only, like, a handful of people that, like, stick out to me. The people are, like, kind of mean.
Yeah.
Because they knew I would take it and still be nice and, like, still be there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've been, like, sidekick mode for a big part of my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just dreamed of, like, coming out to the city and, like, doing something for myself and, like, getting out of that space. And, like, not that I don't love where I'm from, but, like, the town and, like, the realm I grew up in, I was like, there's no fucking way I'm staying here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's different. And, like, when I think about, like, if I were to move home, like, I think of, like, Las Cruces, like, where I went to college.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think about moving back home. Yeah. Because I'm just like, I'm good. Like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
But, yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had, like, very different, like, journeys that, like, led us to where we're at now, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for me it was, I mean, without getting, like, super into it, like, I didn't grow up in the best environment. I've grown and I've healed a lot from that part of my life, because it was a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that from that, it was kind of, and the reason I moved out when I was, like, 17, 18 so quickly, which, I mean, that's, like, normal age for people to move out, too, but...
used to be.
Yeah, used to be. But it was kind of, like, I really felt at the time, I think I was wanting to prove something to myself. Because I didn't grow up in the best environment and just saw a lot of things, I just didn't want to be like what I saw. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I didn't want to be a part of the cycle. I really, because I saw, like, some of my siblings struggle too, and we've all struggled
in
different
ways. Well,
it's
like environmental. Like, that's all you know.
Yeah.
So it's, like, hard to fight the cycle, honestly.
Yeah, and I think that for me it was just growing up, like, even though I was in this environment that none of my friends were really growing up in, And I didn't really feel, like, I got really attached, kind of like you were saying, like, kind of the opposite, though. It's like, I got attached to these friends to kind of build my own family in a way. Yeah. And I feel, you know, while I lacked in one area, I kind of substituted that for something else. And, you know, it helped me to get through it. And, like, by the time I graduated and stuff, I was just, like, very much, like, this, I'm going to be different. And my life is going to be different. It's going to look different.
Yeah.
And, but at the time, it's, like, you don't realize when you're growing up, you're just, like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. And, like, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do and, like, have my own path. But then it's, like, you don't realize then, too, you know, that in a way I was kind of, I wasn't seeing the full picture. I was just, you know, you're a kid, so you're still, like, very emotionally driven.
When you're, like, 18, hell yeah.
It's, like, you just do everything by emotions. Like, I'm hurt. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Give me the fuck out. I'm gonna, you know, do this for myself. And, like, I'm really proud of myself because I did. And, you know, like, I made it work. I worked 3 jobs, you know, when I first got into college. And I fucking hustled. And, you know, went to college. Eventually ended up getting my master's and stuff like that. But at the same time, I think kind of what I've realized is that, you know, like, I came out here as, like, a part of that journey, and something that I've learned being here is that, and kind of even through COVID, like, we had a lot of time to think, you know?
A lot of time.
A lot of time to think, and, you know, I think during that period, it kind of made me realize, oh, hey, like, a lot of how you've been living your life, or, you know, since you turned 18 has kind of been, like, a trauma response.
Yeah.
And it's just wild, but I mean,
it is wild, but, like, you do have to, like, I think that's something that we both kind of have learned, because it did give us time to think, is, like, mm-hmm. sometimes you gotta quiet your fucking mind and, like, really, like pull back some of your emotions to situations and really be like, okay, what are my priorities? Like,
yeah.
Or, like, yeah, discovering stuff about yourself. Like, I had, like, a fuck ton of triggers, like, pulled last year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that just, like, bubbled up stuff that I thought I was, like, probably over, you know? And it's, like, really sitting in, it's, like, why do I respond this way? Because sometimes, like, the other person can, like, not know that they're, like, triggering you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you freak out. Or yeah. I freak out.
You know what I mean? Same.
Or, like, if I'm not freaking out to them, I'm, like, internally freaking out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And or, like, we both, like, both of us like to run, too. And so we're, like, oops, yeah. Hurt, bye.
Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna go. Like, I'm gonna pack up my shit and ruin my life. But whatever. Like, yeah, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm really trying to, and that was, like, almost kind of the case. I mean, transparently, like, December of this year, I was like, fuck all this. I am done. I am so done. I'm going home. Know. Like, I'm ready to, like, leave Nashville and say fuck you to it. You know what I mean?
And I was about to go with you.
And you're about to go.
If you would have said, you honestly, in a way, stopped us. Because if you would have said, I'm, like, dead ass, I'd have been like, dead ass, let's go.
Like, let's go. Like, get in the fucking car. Because that's some shit that we would do. And that's some stuff that we've done in the past. Like, you were a runner. I was a runner, like, before we even knew each other. You know what I mean? Like, I bounced out of Tulsa so fucking fast. I was like, I am out. You know what I mean?
They would have been in California.
Yeah,
right, dude. Away.
I mean, you know, we went to, like, I went to, like, a private Christian college. And you went off to, like, Bible college. Because that's, like,
where... After I had already gone to college, though.
Right, that's crazy.
Because I mean, I just feel...
Tell me how you feel.
That some people, you know, maybe said that they were just, you know, persuading me to go. And I went. Do I regret going? No. However, Bible college kids are crazy.
Dude,
private, in a different way.
Private Christian kids. I mean, we're all crazy. Like, we both grew up in the church and we did a lot of, like...
Yeah, me and you both did.
Yeah, but, like, not together. That's what I'm saying. Our lives have been such a parallel. And the fact that they, like, crossroads at the time that they did, like, that's sick. Because we both grew up in the church. We both were on, like, led worship. Like,
oh my God.
I fucking was a youth staff at, like, an abstinence convention.
And I went to that abstinence convention, but I was definitely not a virgin. And I told the youth pastor that. And she was like, it's fine. Because, you know, in the Christian world, they talk about, what is it? The, like, a second purity, almost. Oh, like, yeah. You can ask God, you know. And,
yeah, for, like,
and so I was, like, crying. I was like, I'm not a virgin. I 15. I was young, but I wasn't.
But also, you're in a small town, and, like, that's just, like, you know, yeah. It's honestly kind of safer in a small town, I feel like, because then you're, like,
maybe.
Everybody knows everybody, like, someone will probably beat someone's ass if, like, they fuck with you too bad, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, you fucked with my friend, like, see ya. I don't know how we got to that, but abstinence camp.
Yeah.
Not being a virgin. Got it.
Yeah.
I was very much a virgin. I was like, holy, like, but also I was wild still, so like.
You just like to make out with boys.
I love to make
out with boys. You still like to make out with boys.
I still love to make out with boys.
Let's kiss.
Oh, God. Yeah, but like, everybody thinks that like, if you want to make out, you want to like, do the do, and I'm like, no, I just want to make out. Like, I was just like.
Like you're 15. I just want to kiss.
Yeah, I just want to kiss. But, I mean. So what? Like, I don't want to fuck everybody. That yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I want to make out. It's in his kiss. I don't know why. I'm just a kissy gal.
You are a kissy gal.
But you know I was going to the abstinence camp because I was...
Trying to smooch on some boys.
And I probably did, honestly. Like, I don't know. Probably afterwards. Like, it's fine. Sounds like something so I would do.
Funny.
But I don't know. Like, yeah, we went to, like... private Christian university. Oh, running is how we got to this. Like, when I was at the school that I was, like, everything was, like, miserable. I was like, I don't fit in here. Like, I was, like, kind of hanging out with, like, the wilder kids. But, like, everybody, I feel like, thought that I was crazy because sometimes people are mean and they, like, tell people that you... And that was, like, something that's, like, been one of my triggers. Like, someone really, like, knowing me, being, like, close to me, and then, like, going and saying stuff to other people that they know isn't true.
Yeah.
Just to hurt me. Like, that's how, like, friendships have been. That's how it was, like, when I first went to college. And, like, it took, like, me to lower all of my pride to transfer back to, like, our state school. I was just yeah. like, damn. Because I worked so hard to be in that, like, more prestigious, like, space. Because I wanted more for myself. But also my vision for myself at that time was, like, whack. Like... I'm gonna have babies. I'm gonna be a pastor's wife. No, thank you. Like, I'm glad.
That's wild.
Like, I'm glad that it didn't work out, honestly. Yeah. But, like, I was so, like, I thought I was gonna be so disappointed, and I had a lot of anxiety moving home. Like, a lot. Like, panic attack, like, a lot. But then I, like, met Sammy, and, like, I met, like, Kaylin, and, like, some of my, like, really solid friends that, like, really actually, like, were my friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, they got my back. And it's nice, because, like, that's what you were saying, like, when you grew up, like, you had those, like, really solid friendships.
Yeah,
and
I didn't I'm find still those. Friends with them.
I know. That's like, crazy. Still, like, in a big, like, they're your best friends, like, best friends still.
Yeah.
You know?
They really are.
And, like.
And you.
And me. But, like, I didn't find you until, like, college. You know what I mean?
I know.
And even, like, after, kind of, like, post-college.
Yeah. Really?
Like, it was, like.
I was already in. Well, yeah.
It was the end of my bachelor's.
Yeah, and, same.
Like, the end of your master's, right? Something like that.
Well, I did meet you.
I mean, we, like, had hung out and partied together and stuff.
Yeah. Like, you came over when we had parties.
Yeah, I guess, like, that's a little bit of, like, context of where we came from, like, and I'm sure that, yeah. like, as we, like, talk about other stuff, like, you'll hear.
We'll pull more. On things.
Yeah,
totally. Probably often, but.
Because how are we ever going to pull everything, you know, like.
Yeah.
But eventually, it comes out, and you just talk about it, and it, like, I don't know, it makes you think about stuff, and, like, how you. And kind of, like, look back on that version of yourself and see how much you've grown, even if it doesn't look like the way you thought it was going to when it was so significant. Like, it's, like, the same thing, like, I was saying, like, about the movie thing. Like, that was so significant to me at the time, like, when I was a kid. It's kind of how I feel now, like, when I look at my life now and, like, what I wanted back then. Like, it was just significant to me at the time.
Yeah.
And, like... there's still trauma to be healed from, like, all that kind of stuff. And, like, obviously, but it's just, like, it was a season. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes when you're in seasons, you feel like you're never going to get out of them.
Yeah.
But then you do. And, like, you can, like, stand here now at, like, 27 and almost 30.
I know.
Baby. And be like, oh, this season of my life, that was fucking whack. Or, yeah. like, this is what. And, like, I don't know. It's cool. So even if, like, it doesn't turn out the way you think it is. There, I'm gonna be real cheesy. Hold on. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it?
No.
I think I lost it. Wait.
See, she gone.
Damn it. It was so good. I don't know. It, oh. there's, like, it can still get better. You know what I mean? Like, there's always more better to be had. You know.
There is always more better to be had.
Doesn't even make sense, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I think it makes sense.
Okay, great. But it was going to be better than that. But then you threw me off, and I was going to have this grand thing that was cheesy. Expect the expected. I'm a cheesy bitch sometimes.
Very cheesy. Más queso.
It's a part of my charm. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I'm excited to just, like, I don't know. I like this. Like, I like just hanging out. Like, we talk all the time anyways, and so it's really cool to, like, share kind of, like, our journey and, like,
our journey, perspectives on things.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that really is, once again, relatable, is because I think creating an environment where it's okay to pull on your past and, like, recognize things, because I think that it can come from a place of, like, oh, hey, like, this is something that has happened, or these are the things that I've gone through, but this is where I am now. And, like, you can look back on yourself in those moments and have more grace, have more compassion, even have more grace and compassion for other people that probably even hurt you.
And, yeah, no, for sure. No, for sure, for sure. Which you never think that you will. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really give a shit about people. Like, that really, like, that hurt me, because there's a lot. I mean, I don't fuck with them anymore. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's harder to get over. Like,
yeah.
I still have to, like, check myself sometimes, because there are some people, like, that really hurt me, like, more friendship-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, like, my high school boyfriend, but, like, it was, like, one blow after the other, and I felt like I could trust, like, nobody. So it's, like, sometimes I feel myself, like, in those triggers still, and I'm just, like, okay, where's, like, I try and, like, give myself a check, like, where is this coming from? Like, what does this stem from? Why do you still get mad when you see this? Or, like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's, like, because we're in a fucking whole-ass new season, like, a whole new lifetime, you know? Like, so why does it still matter? And, like, maybe, like, trying to, like, go in there and, like, be, like, have grace for yourself, and then try and figure out how to, like, adjust it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I think when you can have, like, grace and compassion on your younger self, going into other seasons, it's a little bit easier, you know? I really do feel like that. It's harder sometimes, like, as we get older, you know? But it's also, like, okay, like, I've been fine. You know, things have been hard, and things have sometimes been really fucking shitty.
Yeah.
But
Nashville's an interesting place, and it's interesting how we got here.
And we're here.
And we're still here, and we're still doing some shit.
In it.
And so, it's cool. That's on, like, moving to... I thought Nashville was so big, and now I'm like, it's small, but it's getting big. It's, like, bigger.
It's getting big. They're putting, like, more and more stuff.
Yeah. Which is, like, do we need more stuff? Like, come on. Like, this... I feel like this town's gonna just, like... They're building out so much.
It's, like, popping out of its seams already.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, it was not designed for, like, this many people and, like, I know, this, like, many buildings.
I mean.
But.
We came here, too, though.
Yeah, but we came when it was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nashville still is really cool. And I do see, like, that's on me. So, that's on me giving grace to other people, too. Because, like, you see the people that are so excited about Nashville. Especially, I'm, like, around a bunch of people that just, like, just move here, right? And they're, like, Nashville's the best. And I wanted to go to Broadway and blah, blah, blah.
And you're trying, like, not to be bitter.
No, I was going to say, like, I give them, like, grace because, like, even though I'm like, fuck, no, like, I remember what it was like to, like, see the magic in this city, like, from that point of view. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, I was so excited.
Dude, I was, like, obsessed. And, like, I have a lot of love for Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I still get, like, sometimes I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. She's taught, like, us a lot.
Yeah. And so I, like, but, like, whatever it is, like, and that's what draws people here, and I don't blame them, because, yeah, it was us, too. Like, you see that skyline for the first time? Like, you see Broadway for the first time, honestly?
Dude,
you're just like, vividly have that memory. Fuck, I know.
I walked around the corner, and I was like, boom, and I was like,
what? Yeah, dude, and just, it's like, wild. Some of the architecture here, like, the Capitol, like, we don't have shit like that. Not like that, you know? Like, yeah, where we're from. It's
just different.
So it's like, I still, like, see magic in Nashville, but it's not the same as, like...
Yeah.
What it was first like.
Just different. Because, I mean, we've lived here long enough for it to change. You know, the honeymoon phase is over. This is real shit. This is real life.
This is real life. Oh, my God. I know. I don't know. But I don't know. So that's, like, this is kind of cool because we're kind of just figuring out, like, what the next move is. Everybody's kind of, like, figuring out where the next move is, you know? Because, honestly, there's a lot of possibilities. So it's, like, I feel like we're in this space where we're kind of just, like, figuring out our journey. And, and, like, trying to figure out what's next, you know? And so it's cool to be able to share that as we do. Perspectives and our journeys and, like, what's to come. I don't know. Good things to come for sure.
Good things. There she goes.
Good vibes.